This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Root. It's Casual Friday, but it's not Friday, it's Tuesday. We'll call it Casual Tuesday. I can name it any day I want. It's my darn show. If I want to dress casual without a tie, I can dress casual without a tie. I've got my new commentary coming out, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, The Warrior, relentless Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud to be American-made. You can't fight a war like this anywhere else in the world. My new commentary is coming out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, where I write twice a week column, 16th biggest newspaper in America. Most of them get picked up by media all over the United States of America. And my column is called, What the Hell is Going On? What the hell is going on? It's like we all just woke up from a nice night's sleep and we find ourselves living on Mars. The things in the news are that hard to believe. What country am I in? What planet am I in? Liberals think it's wonderful that reality TV star Omarosa recorded the president and his staff inside the White House. Who does that? I've never secretly recorded anyone in my life, but she did it in the White House. How is that not a crime? How is that not treason? How is that not espionage? Liberals are laughing and cheering, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What if I secretly recorded Obama in the White House? Still laughing? Still smiling? Oh, I forgot. Liberals only like it when it happens to our guy. Liberals think it's okay the government raids Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen's, office and home. Really? Liberals are the great defenders of civil rights. Liberals love lawyers defending the worst of the worst criminals. They extend every courtesy to mass murderers and serial murderers and rapists. Liberal groups like the ACLU defend the scum of the scum, including terrorists and serial killers and pedophiles. Yet now liberals have no problem if the government raids lawyers' homes and offices, knocks down their doors. Lawyers, not murderers, lawyers. They have no problem if you tap lawyers' phones, right, as long as it's Trump's lawyer. They have no problem if you force lawyers to rat on their own clients. Wow, is this a bad precedent? No more attorney-client privilege. Wow. Liberals don't want attorney-client privilege, really. Oh, right. Only if the client is President Donald Trump. Liberal judges fight for the rights of Muslim terrorists linked to the World Trade Center bombing who set up filthy compounds in New Mexico where they starve their own children to death and teach other children to carry out terror attacks at our schools. A liberal judge just released that guy, that jihadi terrorist, on bail today. He let him out awaiting trial. Isn't that amazing? But at the same time, those same liberal judges and those Democrat donor prosecutors demand that Paul Manafort spend 24 hours a day in solitary confinement, not even be allowed to turn around at his trial to wave at his wife. What? They admonished him for even having the nerve to turn around and acknowledge that his wife was... What's his crime? If you prove he evaded taxes, is this what you do to tax evaders? Did he starve children? No. Did he teach his children to carry out terror attacks? No. Is he a jihadi terrorist? No. His crime is wearing $5,000 suits and possibly cheating on his taxes while having elected President Donald Trump. That's the crime. He's the second coming of Charles Manson, according to prosecutors. Can you imagine the jihadi terrorists we let out on bail so he could see his wife and children, but Paul Manafort has to live in solitary till the day the trial's over, at which point they expect to put him in jail for 300 years, the rest of his life. For what? Tax evasion? Let me continue. Anytime a white cop shoots a black criminal, that's national news headlines. That leads to protests, unrest, anarchy in the streets. Black Lives Matter will scream night and day about America being a racist nation. But every weekend in Chicago, 50, 60, even 70 black citizens, many of them innocent bystanders, are shot, many of them killed at the hands of other black criminals. And we hear not a peep from Black Lives Matter, no protests, not a peep from black leaders, no Al Sharpton, no Jesse Jackson, no nobody. Where are the Million Man Marches for all the black people dead on the streets of Chicago, killed by other black people? The answer is there are none. California lawmakers, almost all Democrats, not only pay themselves obscene salaries and pensions and steal all the money they can get their hands on with bribes and government contracts for their spouses, but now it turns out they set up a secret DMV office inside their own legislative office building in Sacramento, state capital of California. This is so they don't have to wait in long lines in the blistering hot sun, like the rest of us, to get their driver's license renewed. And as bad as the politicians are, the government employees are even worse, even more corrupt, even more arrogant. Take the IRS. Are you aware the IRS has rehired hundreds of fired employees? These are people fired for misconduct or poor performance. Will the IRS forgive you and me for poor performance, i.e. not paying our taxes? I don't think so. But boy, are they forgiving when their own employees fail miserably, steal, or persecute taxpayers for their conservative political beliefs. They hire them right back, then they claim they didn't have access to any background information or past employment history. I kid you not, that's what they said. The Inspector General of the IRS said they hired back employees who are criminals and who are incompetent. And their claim was, oh, we didn't have access to any background information. We didn't know they used to work for the IRS. They were charged with being criminals. Only a government employee could get away with that one. NFL players kneel for the national anthem while collecting $150 million contracts for playing a kid's game. The luckiest people in the world, and they're kneeling because America's no good, according to them. Perhaps cops should protest by no longer providing security for NFL players at stadiums. How about that one? If NFL players fear and distrust cops so much, why not try protecting yourselves for a while? And by the way, one other thing. Cops, from now on, when they see criminals in a bad neighborhood, they should just play over their loudspeakers the national anthem. Perhaps they'll kneel. There won't have to be so many police chases. What do you think? I think it's a good idea. Finally, liberals and the liberal media scream all day about the GOP being filled with quote-unquote white extremists. They scream about white nationalist marches. You know how many white nationalists showed up in D.C. last weekend? 20. Hundreds of media lined the streets to capture the march of 20 white nationalists. So they can use it as proof that there are 63 million Trump voters who are all racist. And right around the corner, by the way, were Antifa protesters who were screaming they want to murder the President of the United States and take down the American government. But we're the racists. Folks, this isn't America. It isn't even planet Earth. Somehow, we all just woke up in Mars. My commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. What the hell is going on? Who did I steal that from? There's somebody on TV or in the movies who said, what the hell is going on? That's basically what just happened to us. Don't you feel like you woke up in Mars? Even with Trump as president doing the great job he's doing, what the hell is going on? Liberals have lost their minds. All right, let me give you the call number, 833-WAR-TALK. I'll be talking about the biggest news stories in America today, and I'd love to hear your reaction. That's why we call this segment The Root Reaction, the aftermath. The day's over. On the East and the West Coast, the media's gone home for the night, and I get to give you my reaction to the news, and I love to hear your reaction. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I love when the phones light up. I love it. It's like Christmas. For me, Christmas tree is the phones lighting up. And I've always loved Christmas trees. I'm the Jew who loved Christmas. Always. I've always had like 10 Christmas trees in my house. I love Christmas more than anyone you've ever met in your entire life. But I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior, so I'm a different kind of Jew. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. By the way, I also love for Newsmax to hear from you. If you want to see more of Wayne Root, and you like Wayne Root, you think I'm doing a great job on Newsmax, you want him to feature more Wayne Root, send a note, an email, to war@newsmax.com. War@newsmax.com, and they'll get your comments. As far as me, I love to hear from you, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. I read your letters all day long, or your emails all day long. My website, rootforamerica.com, and you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. All right, some other news stories. Paul Manafort really does face 300 years in prison for being Trump's campaign manager and maybe committing tax offenses, or maybe an obscure law about, you know, announcing to the government that you're involved in foreign politics and handling foreign leaders as a campaign manager. No one's ever been prosecuted about that, I think, in 50 years. So he faces 300 years in jail for nothing. Meanwhile, jihadis with terrorist training and training children to shoot other children at school are released on bond. He's not released on bond. Manafort cannot go home. He can never touch his wife, kiss his wife. He may never see his wife again the rest of his life. He may go straight to prison for 300 years. For what? Meanwhile, they let the jihadi terrorist out, but a woman was arrested at his extremist Muslim New Mexico compound, and she's been moved to federal custody. Jani Lavelle, one of the five suspects arrested at the extremist Muslim compound in northern New Mexico, has been transferred to the custody of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. This is a developing story, and you'll hear more about it in the coming 24 hours. But for now, at least one of the five has been taken into federal custody. Thank God for President Trump. These judges are out of their minds. Can you imagine? When we get back, I don't know if you heard, but 301 predator priests named a Pennsylvania grand jury sex abuse report raping little boys and girls. They molested over 1,000 children. I love the Catholic religion. I grew up the only Jew in all Catholic neighborhood, all Italian Catholic. Love Catholics. Love the Catholic religion. Love the pomp and circumstance of the Catholic Church. But man, Catholic priests, you got to let them get married. You got to let them get married. This is why it attracts strange people, weirdos, pedophiles. Strange people are attracted. Not all priests are bad, but it attracts a lot of bad ones because you don't let them get married like a normal person, marry a man and a woman. That's what you got to do to change this. Catholic Church, got it? Wayne Root's advice, worn out. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, showtime. Back on the air, Landis Tax Group, sponsor of this segment of the show. If you've ever had a battle with the IRS, and if you have, I feel bad for you, because it's not easy fighting the IRS. Don't let you handle it. Don't let some incompetent accountant handle it. Don't let some incompetent lawyer handle it. Let a guy who does nothing but handle cases in front of the IRS handle it. He's resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. My man, Sam Landis in the Landis Tax Group. I love him because he handled my two cases when the IRS under Barack Obama tried to destroy my life, came after me, targeted me, intimidated me, persecuted me because of my political beliefs. We have proof of all that. Judicial Watch took my case. I've got my IRS files. I got them right on my computer. I've got them all. They sent me on microfish, basically over the internet, all of my files since the day I started paying taxes to the IRS. And written all over my files were my political beliefs and how they wanted to destroy me from my political beliefs. Can you believe that? It's unbelievable. I've got that, and nobody's ever been punished. Nobody cares. The mainstream media never gave a damn. But the point is, they were trying to destroy me, and Sam Landis took the case twice and won twice. So can you imagine if you don't have the weight of the whole U.S. government and the weight of the entire IRS and the president of the United States out to destroy you, the Marxist in the White House out to destroy you because you're a conservative and a capitalist. If you don't have something that bad facing you, can you imagine how easy it is for Sam Landis to save your life? And you'd be shocked how reasonable the cost is. And you could find out right now. Make one free phone call. And it's a free consultation. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Numerically, 800-934-3578. One more time, take this number down, 800-934-3578, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to LandisTaxLaw.com, LandisTaxLaw.com. All right, before I take calls, small business optimism unexpectedly rises, hitting the second highest level in the history of America, 50 years, a half century, and it's at 107.9, small business optimism, only beaten by 108 in the year 1983. So it's only a smidge below the highest in the history of America, and it was only beaten by Ronald Reagan by a tenth of a point. Trump is Reagan. Reagan is Trump. I said that from day one. I'm so proud of it. I got it right. Everyone thought I was crazy. I gave a speech in front of the Oregon Republican Party, their state conference, I guess it was, their state dinner dance. And I told everyone, and this was in 2015, I said, this guy is our Trump. This guy Trump is our Reagan. Updated for the 21st century. Trump is Reagan, updated for the 21st century. He is our Reagan. And people, you know, half the room loved it and clapped. The other half the room gave me a dirty look because they were a bunch of establishment Republicans and they couldn't stand what I was saying. Trump's not Reagan. I'll stop it. They probably didn't like Reagan either. But I was right. Trump is Reagan. Small business people know it. Obama tried to kill us, destroy us. We were depressed. The ratings were low. But Trump has turned it all around. It's not a mistake. And it's good news. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got Marie in New Jersey. Our old favorite Marie is on the line. Line 3. Hey, Marie. Welcome back to the show. Marie, you're on with Wayne. Where are you? There you
Hello.
Go. Hi, Marie. You're on with Wayne. You're on national TV.
Oh, hi, Wayne.
Got to get out of here. Get with him, Marie. Come on. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Come on.
Okay, I could say God bless America, and I could tell the American people that God's children, they unite and they don't divide. And as God's daughter that I am, a true believer in God and also a seer, I can say that I'm a Rosa. She's a deceiver and that she's Satan's child. And it's a shame because she's selling her soul to the highest bidder for money and for fame. And she doesn't realize that she's deceiving God's children, her own people, black African, by telling them that the president is a racist when this man is not. Because she was a black African woman that worked for the White House for a whole year. So, you know, America, we have to get back to having some kind of morals. And maybe let's get back to God, because that's what we're missing. And she should not wear the cross with Jesus on it, and then lie the way she does.
Well, you know what's funny, Marie? Marie, look at her performance on The Apprentice. Trump never should have brought her at the White House. Ridiculous, but I guess he was courting the black vote. But on Apprentice, she was a vicious, conniving, rhymes with witch. Then, she's exactly that person. That's why everyone hated her on The Apprentice. She was the most hated woman in America. But that sells, right? That sold copies of People and Us and the National Enquirer, and she became a big star by being the most hated witch in America. And now he brought her in the White House, and look what he brought upon himself. I mean, it's no big deal, because she lied about everything and everybody knows it, but she could face espionage charges. She could face treason charges. Terrible, terrible person. And by the way, it's not working. Latest poll out. Trump at 31% black support. 31% of African Americans support Donald Trump. That's huge. I believe he got 8% in the election. Nobody could ever beat him. If that stays this way through 2020, when he runs again, he'd win by a landslide. Omarosa, you failed. The devil, you failed. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
War Now!
You USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. John Yoo is a former Department of Justice official. He believes there's one thing that Omarosa should be really concerned about.
She's in big trouble, really the biggest trouble she could possibly be in, is for bringing a recording device into the White House Situation Room, which is supposed to be the most protected area in the United States. If you were the Chinese Secret Service, this is a dream come true, and it's a criminal penalty to bring a device like that and record someone inside what's supposed to be a secured room to protect classified information.
And the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little bit of a sad day for me today. I'll tell you why. I like to share personal stuff with you guys. A little bit of a sad day. I don't know how many of you ever experienced this, but I sent my son off to college today. And so, you know, very few people have worked at home their whole life. I've built my life, so I've worked all my businesses and all my TV career, all my radio career. Most of it is at home. And my son and my kids, I have four kids, were all homeschooled at home. So for 18 years of my life, I've been around my son Hudson, day in and day out. I mean, you know, no matter what I'm doing, Hudson was a part of my life. How many people have not only a homeschool kid and they themselves base their businesses at home? Even when I had a big company and 150 employees, I worked out of the house. And I would show up once a week at the office for an hour. But I was always home. My kids were homeschooled. And Hudson always helped me run my businesses. And I paid him to help me run my businesses. And he bought his first car with that. And he, you know, bought everything in his life with that. He's had a great little run himself. He's run my videos and audio department since he's 9 years old. No kidding, no exaggeration. He could build a computer or a TV camera or a radio, an audio box, anything from scratch, literally. He made a lot of money in the last couple of years. As a kid in high school, he built this amazing charity where he helped senior citizens with any of their high-tech needs, and he would build a computer from scratch for people. If people hired him, sometimes people hired him who weren't senior citizens, and he built a computer for scratch for pay, and then for senior citizens, he fixed their computers, and he fixed their cell phones, and he connected their cable box for free, because he was trying to do a charitable thing. And he left for college, and it's been kind of devastating for me. For the last 2 weeks, I kept thinking, oh my God, Hudson's not going to be here anymore. Oh my God, it's fast approaching. It's 2 weeks away. It's a week away. I blocked that out of my mind for many years. And, you know, I kept thinking 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 1 year from now, Hudson won't be here anymore. I'm very close to him. And he left this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive to Dallas, Texas. He's going to SMU. He was accepted into the business honors program at SMU. And, you know, my daughter a few years back was accepted into Harvard. All the best colleges in America chose Harvard over Stanford and Yale, and named the best colleges in America: Chicago, Columbia, Penn, Brown, Duke, Cal Berkeley. She's accepted all of them, homeschooled. And she left for Harvard, but she didn't run my businesses for me. Hudson has run my businesses. We've gotten very close. And, of course, we watch football together. We both love the Dallas Cowboys and watch every Cowboys game together. And we both love violent movies, shoot 'em up cop movies and cowboy movies and mafia movies. And we do all that together. And he left this morning. So this is the first day in 18 years that Hudson wasn't here with his dad, Wayne Root. But the kid did better than Dakota, because she went to Harvard, but the bill was $70,000 a year. He's going to SMU, accepted into the Business Honors Program, won the National Merit Scholarship, and he got a $170,000 scholarship to SMU. So Dad doesn't have a big bill. So Hudson did really good. Harvard doesn't give scholarships. Ivy League schools don't give them. SMU, so now he's one of, I think, like 30 kids in the entire Business Honors Program of SMU, and it's a great honor, excuse the pun, to be in that business honors program at the Cox School of Business at SMU. That's my kid, Hudson Root. But the first morning I've ever woken up without Hudson here, and now the first day and the first TV show and the first radio show without Hudson here. So I'm a little sad, you know? I don't want to cry on national TV, but I'm hurting a little bit. I miss Hudson. As a matter of fact, he left at 4 in the morning. I woke up at 4:30. I couldn't sleep. At 4:30, I texted him and said, I miss you already. And he answered back, I miss you too. So I love my kids so much. I love all my kids. But it's just so sad that, you know, when your kid leaves for college, they're just gone. And it's an empty void in your life. Pretty sad. But I got to keep making money. He needs to live there, right? And there is still some bill left over even after a $170,000 scholarship and living costs, et cetera. And he's going to want an apartment, all kinds of stuff, and keep his car going. So I got to make money. And that's why I bring up the sponsor of the show, U.S. Gold Bureau. They help make you money, because I am a firm believer and have been my entire life in gold. I'm a gold bug. I love gold and silver. Silver, by the way, is the poor man's gold. Silver is only right now, what is it, $15 an ounce? Gold is just under $1,200 an ounce. So it's a big difference. So, you know, average people buy silver. rich people buy gold. But they move in tandem with each other, and they're both fantastic insurance policies against anything bad that happens with the economy or a terrorist attack. Or, you know, you saw terrorist attacks today in London, in France, in a small village, in Sweden. There was a coordinated rioting with Muslim refugees all over Sweden. And then in New Mexico at that compound, that was a jihadi Muslim terrorist training his kids to kill people at school. Four events in one day. And so if something bad happens, is another 9/11, you better own gold. And if there's ever a terrorist attack on our electric grid, you better own gold. If there's a North Korean nuclear attack, EMP on our electric grid, you better own gold. If there's an earthquake in California, you better own gold. And I'm an expert on that. I'm telling you, I've studied it. And I'm telling you, very soon, there will be a massive earthquake in California. It might not be today. It might be in the next year. It might be in the next 2 years, the next 5 years. It might be the next hour. It might be a minute from now. The big one is coming. I mean, the ring of fire around the world is on fire. And it's all interconnected. And California is in that ring of fire. I believe a major earthquake is coming soon. It's way overdue, and it scares the hell out of me, because that would cost America more money than what happened in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina times 1,000. So if something bad happens, you better own gold. Call my friends at U.S. Gold Bureau. They were chosen by the state of Texas to run the Texas Gold Depository. That's pretty amazing. Texas Bullion Depository. That's pretty amazing that Texas has faith in them. Texas believes in them. Texas believes they have credibility, then you should believe in them. And when you call them, you get this beautiful American Silver Eagle, 1 ounce of pure silver, direct, uncirculated, brilliant condition from the U.S. Mint for free. No other obligation, no shipping costs, phone calls free, no hidden costs. That's sure they'll win you over long term. But short term, they are willing to lose money to show you why gold and silver works, and they're the best company to call. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. My great friends over there, Matt is the CEO, and Steve and Josh are the top executives. They text me all the time during the show. They love the show, and they love everything I stand for and Newsmax stands for. You got to reward guys like that, 800-885-GOLD. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Gloria in New Mexico, because she's going to talk about the situation in New Mexico. Line one, Gloria, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Hi. I'm fine.
Crazy situation in New Mexico. How could a judge let those people go? That judge should be run out of the state on the third rail. I'm telling you, tar and feather people,
Wayne,
like that.
You know, Wayne, we call ourselves Northern New Mexico, okay? There's little communities here. But we heard about this. We were so upset. And I'm not kidding you. People are outraged about this.
They should be
outraged about it. And I wouldn't be too surprised if it'll back up and leave overnight.
Yeah, you know, look, the main thing I always make sure everybody knows is I never, ever want to encourage violence, true violence. But I'm talking about rhetorical. When I say tar and feather, I don't mean to ever kill somebody or hurt somebody or burn somebody, but it means running them out of town. And I think this judge needs to be recalled. There needs to be a recall election. Nobody should ever, no conservative should ever hurt, don't even touch a hair on a liberal's head, because we never want them to ever have the ability to say that we're as bad as Antifa and all these crazies on the left that want to assassinate Trump. Don't ever hurt a hair on any liberal's head, but run them out of town on the third rail electorally.
I'll tell you
throw
what,
them out of office. Yeah,
we are really, really upset about this, about it, and I
terrible.
Think some of us are going to try to do something about it.
Yes, but again, never violence, only what you do
about it
is you got to recall this judge. Here's her name, Sarah Backus, Judge Sarah Backus.
Okay, I couldn't get her name, Backus.
Sarah Backus, B-A-C-K-U-S. She's a New Mexico judge, and she let Siraj Ibn Wa'aj out, Lucas Morton out, Jani Leville out, Hiru Wahaj out, and Subaha Wahaj out, and they're each released on $20,000 bond. First of all, I would never let them out for the rest of their lives. They're done forever if I'm the judge. But number two, if you let them out on bond, if you did, it would be like a $20 million bond that they could never pay. Not a $20,000 minuscule bond. What kind of a liberal, bleeding heart loser are you, Judge Sarah Backus? Never hurt her, never touch a hair in her head. Just protest her. The same way liberals come to the homes of Trump administration cabinet officials and the restaurants. We should haunt Sarah Bacchus for the terrible thing she just did to all of us. What if while they're out, they attack us with a terrible jihadi terrorist attack? What if they kill children at a school, which was what they were training their children to do? This woman is the worst judge I've ever heard of in my entire life, and she needs to be recalled. Got to take her out of office now. Got to make her life miserable. Use the democratic philosophy. I hate it. I don't think anyone has a right to go to a restaurant and ruin someone's life just because you're a Trump official. Right. But guess what? Right. In this case, she's endangering our lives. She's making a mockery of the United States of America. And this judge needs to be recalled and needs her life to be absolutely altered, not through violence. I'm saying it again, only through massive protest. 10,000 people should show up at her house. Next time she goes out to eat, 10,000 should scream that she's a traitor to America for letting someone like that out of prison. Okay? A jury finds you innocent or guilty. A jury finds you innocent or guilty, Gloria. I can't qualm with that. Nothing I could do about that. But a judge who lets out a terrorist, an Islamic jihadi terrorist training their children to kill, and who starved the child to death, they found his bones on the property, and who kidnapped his kid from his wife in Georgia, and you let him out? That danger to society? You're not American. You're a red communist. Sarah Bacchus, you're a bad person. But don't hurt her. Never, ever hurt a liberal. No conservative can ever do that. I just want to make that very clear. Protest them and make their lives miserable. Never touch a hair on their head. We don't do that. We're not Antifa. We're not thugs like the left is. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Beat them with your mouth and kick them out of office. Beat them with your vote. But don't beat them. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my great friends is watching the show, and he says, tell me when you come into Dallas to visit Hudson, we're all going out to dinner, I'll drive out and meet you. Another great friend emailed me, he said, they're all watching my show, it's great. I didn't know my friends all watch my show. Another one said, hey, I have an idea for you. Get a dog. If you miss your son, get a dog. I've already got a dog. I love my dogs. Plural. I love my dogs. But they miss Hudson, too. Everybody's in shock. You know, it's just the house is quiet. Gosh, it's quiet. Because now two of my four are gone. And the other one came home for a visit. And she's been here with us. So we've had a wonderful 3 weeks together, the whole family, four kids. And she's now leaving tomorrow morning. I'm driving to the airport at 6 in the morning. So it's just, it's kind of an empty nest syndrome. Here we go. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Because you know what? I owe it to all of you to take great care of myself. Because that's, I got to stay on TV. I got to stay on the radio. I got to keep my voice sharp. And I got to be healthy and be high energy to fight the fight against the liberals and the communists and the Marxists and the socialists and the radicals and the Antifa thugs who are trying to ruin our life. I got to be strong, and I got to fight, and I got to keep that energy high. Cenogenics, founded in 1997, is the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, to defying aging, custom-tailored for each individual. Only 1% of physicians that go through their training program ever become doctor partners with them. Their physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. 25% of their customers, they've got thousands of customers, 25% are physicians and their families. The average patient's body fat index is down 30% in 1 year, but it's not a weight loss clinic. Actually, it has nothing to do with weight loss. This is not Weight Watchers. Nothing to do with weight loss. It's about building perfect health and looking and feeling younger, and the byproduct is automatically weight loss. And then you get unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician, and they've got clinics in 21 cities around the United States. And just as an example, they found multiple health issues with me just in the nick of time, and I changed everything. I've lost a ton of weight, and I've gained a ton of muscle, and the cholesterol's way down. and I look great, and I feel great, and I reversed my prediabetes, and I reversed my insulin resistance, and I get to eat more and eat more times a day and lose weight. It's unbelievable. I look forward to every meal. So call for your free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, you want to be younger, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. Let's take Mike in California on line three. Mike in California, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, Mike?
Hey, good evening, Wayne. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
This is Michael in California. Hey, I was watching part of your show earlier, and I agree with you on this, Sarah Bacchus. I think that is such a travesty of the legal system in America. It's hard to believe. But I have a question I want to run by you, Wayne, and maybe even pull an answer from you. This, Strzok, he was fired. And what I don't understand is this guy, he gets fired. He posts a GoFundMe account, and he's raised more than $300,000 in less
$300,000 for Peter Strzok, the traitor FBI agent.
Yes.
$300,000 plus.
Exactly. This is the gentleman who's been fired from a federal job, goes online, and raises $300,000 in less than a day and a half. I got to tell you, in America, in the banking system, I'm going to get to my point, but in the banking system in America, if you go into a bank and deposit $10,000 cash, they're going to automatically know, report you to the IRS that you deposit, because the government wants to know where you got that money. I have a question for you. Why can't the federal government intervene here and find out how in less than a day and a half, Strzok could raise over $300,000 on an account on GoFundMe? And you mean to tell me there's no paper trail? The Fed can't step in and order records from GoFundMe?
Here's my answer, Michael. Obviously, I'm not on Peter Strzok's side. I can't stand the guy, and he's going to need every penny of it. My guess is he'll raise $1 million by the time it's over. But he's going to need $1 million for legal fees. This guy's going to go to jail for a long time for the crimes he committed, bias as an FBI agent, for trying to frame Trump and trying to get Hillary off when she's a criminal. But having said that, I'm not going to defend him, but I'm kind of defending him against what you said. It's a free world, and liberals have a right to give money on GoFundMe to this creep. And they're creeps for giving it, but that's what they're like. It's totally legal. There's nothing wrong with it. The government can't come in and do anything about it. So, it is what it is.
I agree with that in spirit, Wayne, but the only thing I don't understand is how somebody in less than a day and a half was $300,000.
Michael, someone has a family
member killed here in California. They have a GoFundMe account, and they need $6,000. They spent 8 days trying to raise $2,000.
Michael, let me give you my answer. The music's on, so we only have seconds, but here's my answer. It's very simple. So simple. It's all about the media. You know, Donald Trump understands free media, and all my life I've understood free media. If you get in the media, you can raise millions of dollars for your business or for a GoFundMe account or for anything you want. He was probably on MSNBC, or all the hosts on MSNBC and CNN and all the liberal talk shows said, contribute to this GoFundMe account. It's that easy. Whereas a family that really needs the money, that's deserving, doesn't have access to MSNBC and CNN. So it's all about media. Media is very, very powerful. That's up Peter Strzok raised the money. I guarantee you. It was all about MSNBC and CNN. It was all about one idiot like Rachel Maddow saying, one liberal idiot, saying, send your money to Peter Strzok, and boom, he gets it. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless all of you. All the cops out there, be careful, be safe. See you tomorrow.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires a...
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.